But first, I wanted to read an update. Kevin sent an update on how they've been doing and what he's been learning over there. And it's pretty cool because it's kind of, you know, God speaking the same things on the other side of the world. So I'm going to read this. It's like 3 pages long, so hopefully you can sit through it. But it's good stuff because it's from Kevin. So Thailand journey update. Good Thai, bad Thai. That's what he called it. I'm typing this first official update from an internet cafe in Ayutthaya, the former capital of Thailand, now in ruins. And when I say good Thai, bad Thai, I'm not talking about food. We haven't had any bad food. Food here seems to range from merely better than good to ridiculously excellent. What am I talking about? We'll get to that. But all 17 of us are here and accounted for and completely amazed with how things are going. We're on the other side of the world, in closer and more intimate community than we ever get at home. Even as close as many of us are, our regular church times, a couple a week, and other opportunities to hang out really don't speak to the depth of what living community could be. This is church, God's people experiencing God, engaging each other and this world. Church is feeling very tangible to me since this whole thing began, and honestly, I couldn't be happier about that. I'm sort of an addict for it. Trusting Jesus means living like he promised, no matter who thinks it isn't practical, and no matter who thinks it's too idealistic. It's often the church discouraging itself from this kind of abundant life Jesus called us to. But the world we love and serve desperately needs us to be genuine and authentic. 2 nights ago, I made my first journal entry. All of us were not yet here, but the first 10 of us had settled in and found a second to breathe, which is hard to do in Bangkok. My journal entry began. We landed in, this is a really long word, Suvarnabhumi International Airport 3 hours ago. And already I'm feeling saturated in the kinds of contrast Thailand is known for. That's where good Thai, bad Thai comes in. But it will have to wait for part B. I'm exhausted. My eyes keep shutting. Those of you who know me, that is a rare, rare thing to happen to me. I promise to tell you all the story so far in addition to expanding on what I mean by the title I'm throwing around soon, very soon. Love to all. We're all safe. Kevin. And this is part B of Good Thai, Bad Thai. We landed at that one airport 3 hours ago, and I'm already feeling saturated in the kinds of contrast Thailand is known for. That's the first thing I wrote in my travel journal, and now, a few days later, it rings even more true. Thailand is a country of broad strokes and vivid hues. Poverty and luxury coexist within mere feet. The great American illusion of a happy middle class is nowhere to be found. The ancient resides next to or within the modern, things foreign besides things familiar, beauty beside ugliness. It took a long time to get here. I left Chico with the first 10 of us on the afternoon of July 1st. From that point, my perception of travel had to do with blocks of time. 1 hour and 15 minutes from Sacramento to LAX, a couple hours to transfer terminals, go through customs, and wait for a red-eye flight to Seoul. 12 hours to Seoul, 12 hours waiting in Seoul, and just under 6 hours to Bangkok. 2 hours to get through customs and into the city, and after losing a day, we settled in the guest house close to midnight on the 3rd of July time. It still takes a lot of that to move around the world. I'm just glad it doesn't take or entail 6 months on a boat anymore. I don't think I could handle the scurvy. The main contrast I noticed from the start, which I have continually noticed here, and which God has definitely been speaking to me through, is people. Good Thai, bad Thai. I've spent time with some of the friendliest, most helpful, and beautiful people anywhere. They do not call this the land of smiles for no reason, and I have also encountered a few unsavory types, people trying to pull one over on us, touting a service without actually trying to help, or quoting extra the price just because we're foreigners, bad Thai. This type of corruption and attempted exploitation, which is such a huge contrast to the good Thai we see here, has taught me a lot about us as a church. What? Why? How so? Well, I always see things that way. It's just how I connect the dots. I see things, and for some reason, God keeps me drawing implication for the church. The good Thai is joyful and eager to help because the good Thai loves his or her people. The good Thai is happy to share culture and heritage with us. The good Thai is contagious, causing us to have a joy and excitement over what he or she is helping us to engage and experience. A good Thai loves who they are and where they come from, and that love transmits to the outsider. Then there's the bad Thai. The bad Thai is more cynical, not interested in people, just looking for a way to profit, just trying to maximize efficiency, just looking to take advantage. The bad Thai has no true love for his or her people because he/she does not try to share that love with us. Love would seek to share something beautiful, not to exploit it selfishly. Reflecting on this, I get to thinking about the church. If we in the church cannot essentially love who we are, basically the church, and the people in it, how can we begin to invite anyone else into spiritual conversation and relationship? How can we introduce them to our fellowship of sisters and brothers or to our common Father? If we could love who we are and where we come from, we'd be infectious, or our joy would be contagious, and we'd never have to stop or stoop to selling God to others, because evangelism would be the default result of our simply existing. The goodness of our Jesus would be evident to all around us. Sadly, some of us cannot seem to love who they are and where they come from as Christians. Sometimes we are cynical, and sadly that is most often with a good reason, because we see abuse and corruption within our midst, and that makes us doubt the promises of God for who we are, and it makes us isolate and live selfishly and defensively, losing our ideals and optimism in the process. But we have to find them again, repeatedly. We have to cling to them. We can't be killed by our own bad tie. We can't let negative influence reverse our positive influence. It's crucial that we maintain this perspective, because without it, we'd never introduce people to Jesus and never take them with us into the kingdom of God, that place of boundless conscience and unsearchable beauty. Without them, we'd only be selling God and trying to earn points doing it. I don't want to sell Jesus. I want to love Jesus. Loving Jesus is enough. I don't want to convince people to an academic point of view. I want my view or my life to be a desirable experience that other people can be encouraged and enhanced by. I don't want to tout a new religion and exploit people. I just want to help them. Now, as for the literal sense of things here in Thailand, thankfully we see a lot more good Thai, and we've gotten pretty decent at spotting a prelude to a ripoff. Our senses and discernment have been really remarkable, considering none of us have ever been anywhere like Thailand before. Someone else must be watching out for us. In parentheses, love to all, and I'll be in contact again soon, Kevin.